Three somewhere.
Colt 45 never fails. Number one in both flavor and sales. With millions of fans both here and in France. Not to mention England and Wales.
Colt, Colt, Colt 45. Colt 45, malt liquor.
Once you could only buy Colt 45 here or there. Then people discovered it. Millions of them discovered its flavor, its smoothness, its unparalleled liveliness. Until finally, they discovered Colt 45 into being America's number one malt liquor.
A completely unique experience. Colt 45 malt liquor.
It's a product of the National Brewing Company, Baltimore, Maryland.
WABC.
You
gotta remember this, Goody. Standing in the shadows of love. Growing moldy. Those are the Four Tops on WABC. We really ought to get out in the air, fellas. It's 11 minutes before 5 on WABC and your Ingram condition. Our Ingram shambles commences and continues with this great word.
Hi there, Mr. American Motors Rambler dealer. How? Wow.
Hi there.
You my American Motors Rambler dealer, sir? Ma'am?
Surprised?
No, ma'am. Sir, ma'am.
We're doing surprising things these days.
Yeah, surprise.
With our prices. Look at this ambassador.
Yeah, look.
Motorcade magazine says this about our popular priced ambassador. In performance, roadability, and overall quality, it's become one of the outstanding cars in its class.
I love you.
And there isn't a richer driving experience than Ambassador's red carpet ride.
Yeah, rich.
Now look at this low list price.
Yeah, look.
Well, I'm ready to sell this ambassador. For even lower than that.
Hey, somebody's got to be kidding me.
No, I'm an illusion, but the car and the price are real. Look.
Yeah, look.
Get a surprise time deal on a big 1967 Ambassador from the same dealer who sells a U.S. compact at an import price. See your American Motors Rambler dealer.
Yes, see.
Ah, so see.
77 WABC.
Boom. Big Dan on WABC.
Chilling, thrilling.
Cool and groovy. And speaking about groovy things, here's a hot prospect by the Temptations. You're my everything. Show us how it's done, don't they? That's grand. Temptations there, hot prospect, you're my everything. This is Big Dan on WABC. Got Action Central News, and right after that, gonna be back with a whiter shade of pale.
News 5 minutes sooner on WABC, New York.
Black power turns on the white in Newark, New Jersey. This is Keith McBee, ABC New York, standing by with a full report on this and all the news from ABC Radio.
How about that?
Oh, that's grand, a whiter shade of pale. We'll tell you.
WABC!
Written by Sherwin Williams, ladies and gentlemen. It's 4 minutes past five, and you're Dan Ingram, man. Laughing and quaffing.
I was sitting in my pad enjoying my favorite brew, and I thought I'd throw a bash. I had an old piano and a set of drums and a tape recorder that had set me back $10 down and three changes of address, just itching to be used.
Sure, Joe.
So we were digging some jazz records, trying to decide who was playing sax on what. We finally felt loose enough to start cutting a few sides of our own, and this is one of them that you're listening to right now.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know whether the music is making it or not, but there's one thing that we all dug. Country Club Malt Liquor. It swings.
Singers in the business and they toss. That's cool, man. That's real cool. It's great cool. You got to get a hold of some. Pearl Brewing Company, San Antonio, Texas, makes Country Club more like
77.
WABC believes New York's Constitution should permit public aid to religious schools. Here to oppose that view is William F. Haddad of Pearl, Committee for Public Education and Religious Liberty.
The argument that repeal of Article 11, Section 3 would allow aid to children and not to religion disguises the real issue. Some candid church spokesmen say the public school system discriminates against those who want to provide their children with a religious education. This argument is fair and honest. We disagree that taxpayers' money should be used to pay for religious education. But if that is the goal of our opponents, let them say so. What precisely do they want? They already receive public monies for textbooks, transportation, remedial education, free lunches, poverty programs. What's left? School construction, teacher salaries, and administrative costs. Which of these do they want? Then let them say how we're going to pay the bill for religious education. By new taxes? If not, then the monies must come from the limited public school budget. This will contribute, we feel, to the further destruction of the public school system.
WABC.
Hi, ho, hey, hey, shoot your little troubles away. Hi, ho, hey, hey, chew Wrigley Spearmint Gum. Work goes faster, smoother, too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi, ho.
It's good to sink your teeth into Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. That lively flavor freshens your mouth, and the good chewing helps make the job go smoother and faster. Enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum every day, as millions do.
Hi-ho, hey, hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey, hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Faster, smoother, too. Life seems brighter when you chew. I hope, hey, hey, chew Wrigley Spearmint Gum.
This week, WABC proudly presents these super hit sounds. The Association.
Everyone knows it's windy.
The Music Explosion.
You need a little bit of soul to put you right.
Frankie Valli.
Can't take my eyes off.
The Doors. The Procol Harum. Plus dozens of other top stars in continuing entertainment presented by the All-Americans. More minutes of the music you want to hear are heard on Fun Radio.
77 WABC.
Saturday night and Sunday afternoon at National Speedway, the Gas Coupe and Sedan Championship. The wild supercharged gassers are coming from Long Beach, California, driving their Chrysler-powered supercharged Willys Coupe, Stone, Woods, and Cook.
From Dayton, Ohio, the national champion himself, Ohio George Montgomery. Montgomery no longer cares for Chevrolet and now drives a brand new A-Gas supercharged overhead camshaft killer Mustang.
From Detroit, Michigan, driving their supercharged Dodge Heavy Anglia Coupe, the Lee Brothers.
From Queens, New York, driving his brand new supercharged 427 Chevrolet, fighting for New York and Chevrolet, New York's own champion, Jack Merkel.
Stone, Woods, and Cook.
Ohio George Montgomery.
The Lee Brothers.
Jack Merkel. They'll all be there this weekend at National Speedway.
Located at Sunrise Highway, exit 56, Center Barretches. Racing begins at 8 p.m. on Friday and Saturday night.
Enter 2 p.m. on Sunday afternoon.
Gas Coupe and Sedan Championship at National Speedway.
Hooray! Hey, listen, our Hearn is back. We've been talking to the Hearn before, and he told us he was taken prisoner on Venus in a fly trap up there. They have a terrible problem with, you know, garbage dumps and things. And he was telling you, would you care to continue, Hearn, about what happened? And then you broke the radio. To Earth, yes. And now that you're back, can you screw your courage to the sticking post or something and try and do one right? Pause. Congratulations, Hearn. You're back in shape. Give him a few frames, will you, Charlie?
WABC Super Hit 1!
He's a lovable little Hearn. He's got a little fuzz on his mandibles, you know. It's very nice. Braced it into a gaucho mustache, which looks great, doesn't it?
Hey, gringo.
No. It's wait a minute, will you please? Go ahead with Wendy. Ah, grand indeed. That's Wendy. How wonderful. The association on your angry meds right now is my goodness. Look there. There's my goodness.
Hello, son. How are you?
Nice of you to drop by.
Good.
She always says that.
Ingram.
I mean it, though. 13 minutes past 5 on your Ingram chicanery. Do-do-do-do. The taste that takes on any thirst, any time. You like a cola cold? Daylight today, I'd imagine so. Well, get the one with a big, bold taste, Pepsi Cola, and play it cool with the one made for the cold, Pepsi Cola. Go! Ready, don't go for overtime. Pepsi Cola is available in convenient one-way, no deposit, no return bottles.
77
Check the weather forecast for you. Partly cloudy, warm, humid, chance of a few showers and thunder showers tonight. Temperature 65 to 70. Becoming mostly sunny, hot, and humid on Sunday, 85 to 90. Arrgh! Fair and warm Sunday night. Monday, fair and hot. Precipitation possibility is 40% tonight and 20% Sunday and Sunday night. The accuracy possibility of this forecast is 12%. It's 79 sunny, WABC degrees. Going to sit here and peruse the Paisley people as the rubber buildings go bouncing down the sky in the lubrimentality of the chassis of my mind. It is making it to the moon, baby. Quiet moon, baby, and listen to Jefferson Airbird.
Indeed,
love them children's songs. That's the Jefferson Airplane at number 17 this week on WABC.
WABC!
on, little kitty humor, the white knight and all those cats. It's 18 minutes past 5, and you're Ingram Man.
This is Hugh James for Firestone.
With a white knife.
Right now, our dealers and stores are offering low, low prices on three big tire deals. It's a wonderful opportunity to put safe new Firestone tires on your car. You'll find a tremendous selection of sizes and types. New tires, retreads, and used tires. Nylon or rayon cord, tubeless or tube type, black walls or white walls, even tires for pickup trucks. Deal number one, priced at $12, includes hundreds of brand new Firestone tires and Firestone retreads. Deal number two, priced at an almost unbelievable $5, has hundreds of certified A1 used tires. Deal number three is a $20 group of hundreds of fine quality Firestone tires, including both new 1967 and discontinued 66 designs. Prices quoted are plus 37 cents, up to $2.56 federal excise tax, depending on size, sales tax, and trade-in tire off your car. No money down, months to pay if you wish, at participating Firestone dealers and stores.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Hugh. Thank you. Just hooked up. Do yourself.
Valentine's got the flavor that says, hey friends, do it again. Valentine, Valentine beer.
You're driving in traffic bumper to bumper. That summer sun makes your car feel like an oven. You're hot. You're tired. You're thirsty. Doesn't the thought of an ice cold beer really grab you? Huh? Wouldn't you like a brew or two? Well, when you get home, grab a Ballantine. Today's improved Ballantine is so good, it's now a premium beer. And it says so right on the label. Now, if you're not drinking it, shift to Ballantine. You get yourself Ballantine. Just one glass and you'll agree.
Ballantine's got the flavor that says,
hey, friend.
Hey, friend. Do it again. Ballantine, Ballantine.
Good to start with Valentine. Good to stay with Valentine. The flavor is great, the most reason fine.
Valentine's got the flavor that says, hey friend, do it again with the Valentine, Valentine beer.
Hearn! Oh! Hearn got a single pen.
You ABC!
Phillips Records presents Frankie Valli's Solo, a great new album by the lead singer of the Four Seasons. Frankie Valli's Solo contains his big number one chart single, Can't Take My Eyes Off of You.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Other great songs in the Frankie Valli's Solo album are The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine and The Trouble With Me. Frankie with You're Gonna Hurt Yourself.
Yeah, you know you're gonna say.
Two more big songs as only Frankie Valli can sing are The Proud One and My Funny Valentine.
My Funny Valentine.
Frankie Valli's Solo, a big hit album sold at your favorite record shop. It's on Phillips Records.
You make me smile.
Four this week at WABC and your Dan Ingram Band. Go on, do it, Tim.
You know it would be untrue.
Right to fire, the Doors, number four. Action Central News headlines and sports. And then right after that, we'll be back with Come On Down to My Boat, Every Mother's Son.
This is Bill Edmonds with news briefs 5 minutes sooner from WABC Radio. Deputy Mayor Timothy Costello says that New York City is ready to help avert a threatened Monday strike against the Albert Einstein College of Medicine and three affiliated city hospitals in the Bronx if both sides request assistance. About three dozen newsmen beat a hasty retreat through windows today when they were threatened by extremists at the Black Power Conference in Newark. Police broke up the melee, but not before several newsmen had been roughened up. Now, it's ABC Radio's World of Sports on WABC New York.
ABC Radio's World of Sports, this is Don Chevrier in New York. The Pirates are alive and well and living in Pittsburgh. The Bucks won another under new manager Danny Murtaugh today, overwhelming the Houston Astros 15-2. After the game, Houston hired former Pirate manager Harry Walker as a batting coach. Atlanta and St. Louis are tied 4-all after 10.5 innings. San Francisco leads the Chicago Cubs 5-4 after 8. The Giants' Juan Marichal left the game in the 6th with an injury to his right shoulder. In the American League, the Boston Red Sox won their 8th straight, defeating Cleveland 4-0 to move within a game of front-running Chicago. In another afternoon game, Detroit bombarded the Yankees 11-4 for New York's 6th consecutive loss. All other Major League action takes place tonight. In other baseball news, the New York Mets sold veteran third baseman Ken Boyer to the Chicago White Sox. Funeral services scheduled for Tuesday in Miami for Hall of Famer Jimmy Fox, who died last night at the age of 59. Now this message.
Hi, neighbor. Lonesome George Goble here with a bet for you. I'll bet you think you can get the best deal on a muffler at one of those muffler specialty shops. Well, lots of people think that, and they're wrong. You can get just as good a deal at your neighborhood service station or garage. You can check it for yourself. You don't pay a nickel more, and your service center is sure more convenient. There's probably one right on your corner. You'll get an expert job, too, because, after all, your local service center wants you for a regular customer. Oh, and one more thing. You'll get an AP muffler there, and AP is pure quality, made stronger to last longer. You know you'll be taking your car into your neighborhood service center anyway for that summer vacation safety check. And there couldn't be a better time to have them check your muffler. Now, if you find you need a new one, make sure it's an AP longer-lasting muffler. That really makes for safer driving, neighbor.
Tommy Ahren took a four-stroke lead into today's third round of the 1967 PGA Golf Championship. For the latest results, we switch to Denver's Columbine Country Club and ABC's Tommy Harmon.
The Columbine Country Club turned up another 95-degree day today for the PGA boys, and the golfers were playing up to the weather. Tommy Ahren is still leading the pack, 8-under par after 8 holes. So far in today's play, Ahren has lost one shot as he bogeyed the fourth hole. In second position at this time is Don January, who is really burning up the golf course with 5 birdies, 1 bogey through 12 holes of play. In the third position, we have Arnold Palmer and Dan Sykes, both of whom are 4-under at this point through 8 holes of play. Jack Nicklaus fired an even par 36 on the first 9 today, so Jack remains 2-under par with 9 more holes to play for the day. It promises to be a whale of a golf tournament, but Tommy Ahren is withstanding the pressure. So far, he's only lost one shot, and he is also playing under the disadvantage of being along with Arnie's Army. Ahren leading the tournament, 8-under par. This is Tom Harmon at the PGA Championship. Back now to the world of sports.
Buck Passer, laboring under top weight of 136 pounds, failed to score a Triple Crown handicap win. Buck Passer finished second in today's Brooklyn handicap at Aqueduct, 6 lengths behind Handsome Boy. Mr. Wright was third. This is Don Chevrier in New York for ABC Radio's World of Sports. We'll be back in 55 at 25.
Quickly, other WABC News headlines. The Congress of Racial Equality has announced that its starting move to remove Newark's Mayor Hugh Adonisio from office and replace him with a Negro. Airline employees have threatened to demonstrate at Kennedy Airport tomorrow. It is to protest a switch of their present parking lots to an area about a mile and a half from the terminals. Right now it's 79 degrees in New York under sunny skies. This is Bill Edmonds reporting. Music and Big Dan next on the home of the All-Americans, WABC, New York.
More music on 77
WABC.
Ah, it's more of your Ingram mesh. Little Geppetto is making shoes again for me. There's 48 shoes here. They're all the wrong size, Geppetto. Geppetto, what are you doing with that kid with a long nose? Stop that, Geppetto. Go back to work. Geppetto's a goof-off, folks. This is whatever it is. Go ahead and sing it.
She sits on the dock, fishing in the water.
Lonesses and the fellas there, just kind of grooving one for you. It's number 11 this week. It's 28 minutes before 6, and you're Ingram Mez.
Ingram.
Laughing and messing. What is it you want, sir?
You've got a horse to ride in the Kentucky Derby and you're a pack of nerves.
Oh, yeah.
You get yourself a cold drink. Canada Dry Ginger Ale. One gulp is for thirst, the other gulps are for kicks. In the paddock, the trainer tells you, stay off the pace. Grab the rail at the turn. You know it. At the post, your nerves settle. You're cool, raring to go. They're off. You break sixth, move to fifth. Approaching the turn, four horses are bunched in front of you. No racing room.
Get them up, Scott.
But at the turn, the inside horse in front of you goes a little wide. You see daylight, plunge for it. You make the rail, hug it. You move to third, to second. You catch the leader, go head and head. Nose and nose. Photo finish. While you wait for the picture, you take a gulp of Canada Dry Ginger Ale for kicks. Canada Dry Ginger Ale. So good it hurts. Suddenly the crowd roars. The winning number goes up. It's yours. You smile. Your mother always said you took a good picture.
I looked lovely in roses, too.
WABC has been campaigning to bring New York's aging 19th century Constitution up to date. In the next few weeks, the Constitutional Convention in Albany will be debating hundreds of proposed amendments. The decisions the convention makes now will set the tone of government in New York for the next generation, perhaps much longer. Mrs. Babalu, you elected the delegates. Now tell them what you want in the state's fundamental law. If you're not sure who your delegates are, WABC has prepared a booklet that will tell you. Just write to Delegates, WABC, New York 23. That's Delegates, WABC, New York 23.
That there's very heavy westbound traffic that's heading from New York to New Jersey. Very heavy westbound traffic in the Lincoln Tunnel. Delays of 20 minutes or more. Please use an alternate route, like, you know, take the George Washington Bridge or take, maybe a Mandrake route or some kind of an alternate route. Anyway, take an alternate route in New Jersey. Do not use the Lincoln Tunnel if you're heading from New York to New Jersey. 20 minutes and more delays. Or you can swim. You know, it's a little warm. Why not?
This was a chap name of Cutler. When offered a colt by his butler, tossed it down in one pass, including the glass. It's been said he could have been subtler.
Colt, colt, colt 45, colt 45, no quicker. A completely unique experience. Colt 45, no quicker.
How should Colt 45 be served to make the most of its smooth, mellow flavor? In a pilsner, in a stein, in a goblet? Colt 45 tastes good in anything, and you can serve it any way you like. But do serve it.
A completely unique experience. Colt 45, malt liquor.
Thank you, thank you. It's a product of the National Brewing Company, Baltimore, Maryland.
77 WABC.
Hey there, Mr. American Motors Rambler dealer. It's surprise time.
Right, with surprising deals on 1967 Ambassadors. And say the secret surprise word, you get a special surprise.
For the benefit of the radio audience, the secret surprise word is duck.
I'm interested in this yellow duck.
How come you know the secret surprise word?
I just heard it over the radio.
Oh. Well, this is our top-of-the-line ambassador.
Swell, what's my surprise?
Your surprise is that Motor Trend magazine calls the interior of the ambassador overwhelmingly rich.
I can see that. What do I get for saying duck? Well, you owe me another surprise.
Very well. See the low list price on this ambassador?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll sell it for even less.
Now, that's a nice surprise, but what do I get for saying duck?
Here.
What?
Your surprise.
Yes, for a surprising deal on a big 1967 Ambassador from the same dealer who sells a U.S. compact at an import price. See your American Motors Rambler dealer.
Yeah. Want to buy a duck?
Will you get out of here, bird, please? Oh, Hearn! What is it, Hearn? Yes, Hearn? Yes. Yes, Hearn. The Freems are attacking? Eat them, Hearn. Gobble, Hearn. Munch a bunch, Hearn. Go, Hearn. Yes, Hearn. Painful, huh, Hearn? Good, Hearn. Hearn ate all the frames. The frames were, you know, they organized, and, well, good for you. He's all full, though, now. He's bloated. He's laying in the corner very quiet over there. Thank you.
WABC, super hit, three hit, three hit, three hit, three hit.
Yes. Get the Hearn medal for that, Hearn. Yes. Hey, hang it up. Which tentacle do you want it on? Tentacle number 7. All right, we'll put it up. Here's Frankie Valli, laughing and scratching. It's number 3. Can't take my eyes off you.
You're just too good to be true.
Trying in your nose, Frankie.
Can't take my eyes.